Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode sponsored by Hume. You're eating clean, hitting your workouts, doing everything right. So why does the scale still look the same? Because weight alone can't show fat loss, muscle gain, or real progress. The Hume Body Pod changes that. It tracks 45 body metrics like body fat, muscle mass, hydration, and visceral fat, so you can actually see what's happening inside your body. With 8 sensors and advanced multi-frequency technology, it gives you a full body breakdown in seconds, right from home. You can even track progress by body segment, arms, legs, and core, so nothing gets missed. And inside the app, you'll get personalized insights to help you adjust and improve over time. Stop relying on a number that doesn't tell the whole story. Go to humehealth.com and check out the Hume Body Pod.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they thought they found the perfect home. It wasn't until months later that strange sounds, unexplained voices, and music began turning an ordinary house into something much harder to explain.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So, if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. You can call it in anytime at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, you can follow, you can subscribe. We would appreciate that very much. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here with me today.
Okay, this is something that is not paranormal, but very weird. Okay, like, what are the odds? That's what we'll call this, this topic today. What are the odds? Anthony Rizzo, the former first baseman for the Chicago Cubs,
what you're going to say,
was out in the bleachers yesterday and caught a home run. But it was the second one that he did one last season.
He did one this season. I think it was early in the season.
Maybe that's the one. But yeah. Anyway, he's caught two home run balls.
The first
out
one,
in the bleachers.
It bounced. It hit right next to him and it bounced. And I think another guy actually ended up with it. Or he gave it to another guy. This time, he gets the freaking ball. He's sitting out there with the 2016 World Series champion baseball players. How many was there? Like 12 or 15 of them?
Yeah, they were out there sitting together in the bleachers. Yeah,
which I would have died had I been at that game and been like, oh my God, it's Dexter Fowler. Oh my God, there's Jason Hayward. Oh my God.
I know, right?
Like I would have been freaking out.
It was fun seeing them. But I was like, that it's just so odd because the chances of going to a baseball game and getting a home run ball out in the bleachers is pretty slim.
I have been in those bleachers. How many times have we sat in the bleachers? A lot of times.
Many times.
I have never had one come near me. There hasn't even
been one time near.
I was like, it's coming. There's been a couple that maybe 15, you know, like we usually sit toward the top of the bleachers. Not under the scoreboard, but you know.
Like, yeah, the regular bleachers.
So it's like 10 rows maybe down. I've had him come that close, maybe 10 rows away, but I've never, it landed right in front of him. He's holding his kid in one hand and gets a ball.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I just think that's weird. You know, and like I said, not paranormal, but yet, oddly, what are the odds?
And then the
it would have to be astronomical.
The
right?
other thing was the announcers, Pete Crow Armstrong gets up to bat and they're like, you know, it's just a matter of time before someone hits it out there in the middle of the 2016 team. You know, where they're sitting, it's gonna and then Pete Crow Armstrong, boom, hits one right out there.
Hits it. And you know, I'm just like, but if you could imagine, like before the before the game, if I'd gone on DraftKings and said, I think Anthony Rizzo's going to catch a second home run out in the bleachers today and put $100 on it, I'd be a millionaire many times over. Like that, the odds of that happening would have to be so small.
And the other thing I thought was pretty cute, because, you know, I love Anthony Rizzo, and my cat is named Rizzo. Everybody was wearing their white shirts. Anthony Rizzo was wearing the blue shirt. And I was like, maybe he's wearing it because he is an official Cubs ambassador. And they're like, you should wear the blue one. But when they ask him about his blue shirt, he's like, this is the shirt from Game 7.
He
wore the one. He made the last out. And so the woman says, have you ever washed it? He goes, no. He's like, this has been doused in champagne and beer, and it has never been washed. It's like,
well, you know, it's so funny. I used to teach, and there was a lot of student athletes that would take classes. And I used to ask this question, and I throw it out in art appreciation, because there is a lot of art that deals with religion, sacrifice, superstition, things like that. I'd say to them, is anybody in this room superstitious? And they would all immediately say no. And I'd say, is anyone in this room an athlete? And, you know, about half of them would raise their hand. And I'd say, come on, you guys, think about it. You know as well as I know, you have a t-shirt you're wearing under your jersey that hasn't been washed all season.
Right.
Because you can't bring yourself to do it because somehow this is good luck.
Right.
You know, or you tie your shoes a certain way, or you tap your bat three times, or you bounce the ball at the foul line before you shoot, three times or whatever it is. You wouldn't do it two, you wouldn't do it five, you'd only ever do three, like that. I said, that's a ritual because that is to bring you luck.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to a ghost story and not a luck story, because that is all luck right there.
Yeah.
It says, I've listened to your show for years now, and every time someone writes in about living in a haunted house, I think I should probably send my story in one of these days. The truth is, nothing that's happened here has ever been one huge event. It's only after living here for several years that I've realized how many little things have added up. If I tried to tell you every strange thing that's happened since we moved in, this email would be really long. So these are just the ones that stand out the most. My husband and I bought our house about 5 years ago. It's a brick ranch. It was built sometime in the 1950s. It wasn't our first choice when we started looking, but the minute we walked through, it felt comfortable. It wasn't fancy, but it did feel like home. The inspection was fine. We moved in without getting much history of the place. So for the first few months, everything was exactly what you'd expect. The first thing that made me stop and wonder happened on a Saturday afternoon while I was putting away laundry. I heard music playing somewhere in the house. Not loud, it sounded like someone had an old radio on in another room with the volume turned down just enough that you could recognize it was music, but you couldn't recognize the song and the lyrics. At first, I figured my husband had come home without me hearing the garage door open. So I called his name. He didn't answer. I walked through every room thinking I must have left my phone connected to a Bluetooth speaker or somehow turned something on without realizing it. What made it so strange was that I never did figure out where it was coming from. If I walked into the living room, it sounded like it was coming from the bedroom. If I went back into the bedroom, it seemed like it was somewhere down the hall. It was always just out of reach, and after about 5 minutes, it faded away completely. When my husband got home later that afternoon, I told him about it, and he joked that I probably left the TV on. But we only had one TV, though, and it had been off all day. A few months later, something similar happened, but this time it wasn't music. I woke up sometime after 3 a.m. because I thought I could hear people talking somewhere in the house. I couldn't make out any words. It just sounded like a conversation taking place in another room with almost the sound of laughter mixed in. For a few seconds, I was convinced someone had left a television on. I got out of bed, checked every room, expecting to find something obvious I'd somehow overlooked, but the house was completely quiet. It was middle of winter. All the windows were shut. There was no reason I should have been hearing anything from outside. Still, I did open the front door just to be sure. The street was empty. There wasn't another person around. I didn't hear anything outside. As soon as I stepped back inside, though, I caught those same muffled voices again for another few seconds before it slowly disappeared. That happened 3 nights in a row, and after that, it never happened again. Most of the time, the house feels completely normal, which is probably why the strange moments stand out so much. Every once in a while, I'll be sitting in the living room reading, and I'll get a feeling that someone has just walked into the room behind me. I'll turn around expecting to see my husband, only to find the room empty. A couple of times, I've even started talking to him before I realized he wasn't in the room. It isn't just me, either. One evening, my sister stopped by after work, and we were standing in the kitchen talking, when she suddenly looked toward the hallway and asked if my husband had gotten home early. When I told her he was still at work, she said she could have sworn she just saw someone walk past the doorway. She wasn't scared, neither was I. If anything, I felt relieved that someone had noticed something without me saying a word first. One of the stranger moments happened last fall. I was cleaning the house with music playing in the background when I shut everything off to answer a text. As soon as the vacuum stopped and the house was quiet, I heard music again. It wasn't coming from my phone. It wasn't coming from outside. It sounded exactly like someone had turned on an old radio somewhere in the house. By the time I stood up and started looking for where it was coming from, the music stopped. I remember standing in the hallway, and I said out loud, "If you're going to play music, at least turn it up." After living here for this long, talking to an empty house somehow felt less strange than hearing songs with no source. I've reached the point where I don't go searching every room anymore. If I hear footsteps, I'll listen for a minute. Then I go back to whatever I was doing. If I get that feeling someone else is nearby, I glance over my shoulder, realize no one is there, and I move on with my day. Maybe that is an odd way to live, but after several years, it has become normal for us. I don't know who or what might still be here. I'm okay with not knowing. This is our home. And whatever is here has never tried to run us off. And every now and then, it reminds us we're probably not the only ones who feel at home here. Thanks for reading. I'd love to hear what you think. Nadine wrote that in. You know, I do like that it's just kind of, she's come to peace with it. It's weird. Well, things are going to happen in this house, and there's nothing I can do to stop it, and it's what it is.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't sound like it's ever scared her as much as it's just odd. And she goes, what, you know, is there a radio on somewhere? And you go looking for it, right? And the one that, and you know, I've had this happen before to me where I've heard people talking. And I was I was myself too scared to go look because it's frightening. So I didn't get up and go look. And that when she said that, I thought, she didn't seem scared of it. And the one that really got me was the sister said, you know, did your husband come home? Because I swear I just saw somebody walk by. Okay, no. All right. Now, see, I would have been like, is somebody in the house?
Yeah.
Do we need to go look? I mean, they just kind of went, okay, fine, nobody, no big deal. Whereas I would have been, number one, I would have looked, right? I would have looked down the hall. I would have looked, you know, around a little bit to see if somebody was there. And then if not, I would have probably been kind of unnerved because there wasn't anything. But it's funny, my point in this is, it's funny that it's not frightening. They don't think somebody walked by, I need to go look, make sure it's not a real person. Or the time she has gone and looked, it wasn't like she was afraid. She didn't say, she didn't go wake up her husband in the middle of the night and said, I hear voices. Will you go looking with me? Because I don't want to go by myself. You know, she just looked around, looked out the front door. Well, nothing there. Okay. You know, and then even started saying, hey, you know, turn up the music. Why are you doing that? You know, so it's interesting. It feels like it's a comfortable house. There's something there, but it's not something that frightens her.
And it, I mean, if that's the case, then I can see how you might just be okay with it. Cause
yeah,
it's, but the hearing voices and people talking, I don't know that that's anything I could get used to.
I'd
be like, y'all, I'm trying to sleep. Stop the cocktail party.
It is. And that's what it sounds like to me when I've heard it, is like a cocktail party where people are kind of talking low and you can't really quite hear what they're saying. And it's a lot of people kind of talking.
Yeah, it's like not that. A keg party.
No, not like party. That. Just kind of a cocktail party's going on in the other room. And I was afraid. Now, that's why I said, it seems like whatever is here is okay.
So, yeah. I mean, if that's how you feel about it, then there's really nothing to be done about it. You know, you just kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
And
I don't think
on.
She wants to. I don't think they want to. I think they're happy there and they, you know, it's comfortable and whatnot. Something appears to come in and out of their lives there. I don't, you know, whether it's there all, it doesn't, like she said, you know, time will go on and nothing will happen for an extended period of time.
I do think it's kind of weird that her sister, like I just saw somebody and she had, Nadine hadn't seen anybody. She hears them and everything. And then she thought she saw somebody walk by and she's like, oh yeah, that. And the sister's like, okay. Like,
yeah, like
I'd have been like, you want to go look? Should we call 911? Because maybe it was an intruder.
Well, I would have at least just, you know, peeked around the hall, looked down, you know, done the kind of at least a few kind of things just to check and make sure. And where you had somebody there that could go with you, you know, you'd have to do it by yourself.
I don't think I would have just blown that one off. The rest of them, it's like I've had experiences with this. It continually happens. But somebody where her sister saw someone. To the point, she's like, is your husband home?
I would have had to have checked that out.
Yeah.
Some I would way, have been like, form.
It might be a run-of-the-mill burglar. It might be a shadow person.
You know how you and I feel about serial killers. You know, I mean, we're super nervous about that. So
as we all should be.
As everyone should be.
God.
I just think, you know, that... That was the one I went, oh, I think I would have had to done something there.
Well, let's go to our next story.
It's Star. It was about 3 years ago. Decided to move down with my boyfriend and my daughter. It's her dad, so, you know, we're not married yet, whatever. He just currently lost his job. I just lost my grandfather, and it actually was like a week before finals. And then so when I took my finals, I failed them all. So I was really depressed then. And he just lost his job. We were getting ready to lose our apartment. And his parents moved down to about 2 hours away. And they're like, well, come stay with us. You know, this job's available. Get your life back on track, whatever. And I was like, okay, you know, let's do it. Let's just make, you know, just a change. Let's just get out of the scenery. We go down there and... his mother isn't exactly the most cheerful person in the world, I can put it that way. And me and her don't always see eye to eye. She never really much cared for me. You know, we don't get along very well, but we were trying to make it work. And one day, I was sitting outside on the porch on the couch because we had two couches. We had one kind of like L-shaped. We just made them L-shaped and there was a really cold night, but I didn't want to go back in because I got into an argument with her, and I was just trying to, you know, calm down and let the air clear and whatnot. And I just remember sitting there, and I was sitting there, and the window was open. So she was standing there, and she was just talking to my boyfriend, telling him all kinds of things that didn't happen, but, you know, that's just his mom. She has problems. I was starting to get really depressed thinking, you know, I left my whole family 2 hours away to move down here to be treated, you know, so badly all the time. And I just wanted my own space, my own place again. Got super upset. I missed my grandfather. You know, he's always been my backbone. I started crying, and then I thought I felt this hand on my back. It was a very warm touch. And mind you, it's really cold outside. Like, I'm freezing, I'm shivering, and, you know, I feel this warmth on my hand, on my back. And I just immediately thought about my grandfather for some reason. You know, it made me even more upset. So then I just felt like someone sat next to me, wrapped me in a hug. You know, I smelled my grandpa's cologne. He always wore this cologne. And it made me cry even harder. You know, it was so comforting. And I stayed out there for a good half an hour, and I felt him move away from me, sit on the other couch, like I knew he was there. So he'd come back and sit next to me, put his hand on my back, and he just got me through a really rough spot. The next day, I got a job. My boyfriend got a job. Within a month, we were on our own, and things have been pretty calm here. But every now and again, I do start feeling upset. I start feeling sad because I just, you know, I miss my best friend, and I still kind of feel him around me. I noticed my daughter will mention how she sees her papa. I'll call back about shadow people and whispering, living with my parents, because that was a trip at one point. Well, thanks again. You guys have a great day. I'm sorry I rambled on so much. Try not to next time. Thanks. Bye.
You know, I think that's really sweet, because she was really struggling. And life wasn't going the way it was supposed to. She's really missing him. And then she has that experience. And the next day, she got a job. Her boyfriend got a job. Within a month, they had their own place.
Yeah.
It was just like somebody was looking out, and it would be Grandpa.
I feel that way, too. Do you think that most of us have somebody that's looking out for us?
In that case, to help us. Think that was definitely her grandfather.
And I think, I think that he was there and he was just kind of setting things back on track.
Now, if we all do have them, there's a lot of people who do not pay any attention. Because
true.
It's like your life, you could do something here. I just know you could. But we all know those people, everything's always bad. Nothing's ever going their way. And it's like, I don't know. So I don't know.
Well, there are people that live for the drama, you know, and the whole, if things get fixed, what is there to bitch about? You know, you see that in people. But I think when we're really desperate and, you know, you really want things to change and be different than they are, I think if we listen and pay attention, doors open, and it feels like there's always somebody there helping us open the door. I do that a lot. I think, you know, I throw it out there and just say, what is it? What path should I be doing here? Because I'm kind of lost right at the moment, and I need some help. And it may not come the next day. This remarkably happened immediately. But usually there are signs. If I start paying attention and listening to the universe and, you know, get outside of my own little messed up drama in my own head, I think things start kind of remarkably coming around.
I don't know. I just thought that was really, really sweet. I think that her grandfather had everything to do with that.
I do too.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can always become a premium subscriber if you'd like to. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.